Introducing the Comedia Podcast with your favourite pub landlord.
Hello, I'm Al Murray and welcome to the first Brighton Comedia Comcast.
So we're here backstage ahead of your competing for the meet. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, we're going to Edinburgh this year with a pub quiz, which is a comedy pub quiz. So it's a functioning game show, but also me mucking about. And we thought we'd bring it to somewhere other than Edinburgh before we got to Edinburgh.
Compete for the meet!
And what exactly, I mean, does that involve? Like this compete for the meet kind of title sounds very intriguing.
There's a frozen chicken for the winning team and a bag of sausages for the second team. So there's meat at stake. I don't like quizzes with high prizes because I think then it becomes greed. You know, it's about winning honour and a thawing chicken.
Have you been to Iceland?
Someone has been to Iceland. I didn't go, but someone went to Iceland this afternoon. I think it's from Iceland.
Sounds like a high prize, high stakes we're talking at.
Well, yeah, I think it, you know, winning a chicken that's gradually turning to juice in a bag is a good thing.
Jus.
Yeah, well, if you want it, jus if you like, yeah.
All hail to the ale.
So obviously this is kind of the pre-Edinburgh warm-up and obviously, you know, sort of almost a decade ago, Edinburgh did kind of award you the Perrier Award. Is it kind of like a weird, I mean, obviously you must go there every year, but is it like quite a nice feeling of going home to be going back there?
Well, this is the first time I've done a long stretch. I did four shows there last year, went up for four nights last year, and I really got sort of bitten by it and energised by it, to be honest. So this is why we're going for a fortnight for this time. And I think I'm now going to start going more regularly. It is good to go. It's terribly serious to do the festival when you're like a young comic starting out. And it's quite nice to go there and be essentially frivolous and it not matter, if I'm honest.
There seems to be a meaty theme developing because I saw your inquiries about whether the Pleasure Dome, which I like to call it rather than the Peasants, has posh hot dogs.
Yes, I tweeted about that today. Yeah, we were talking about the food in Edinburgh on the way down. So, and the hot dogs came up. Yeah, you used to have nice hot dogs there.
Edinburgh obviously must be like quite a good innings for you though, because obviously you get to sort of hang out with all the other comedians. What happens up there?
Well, you become nocturnal, you have a lot to drink, you go to less shows than you ought to. The thing about when I was a circuit comic, you basically meet loads of people and you run into them again and again and again. It's like you're given a social life, and then when you become a theatre comedian like I am, you know, you don't see anyone anymore. So the great thing about Edinburgh is you can reconnect with all these people you've known for years and hang out and have a drink and catch up. It's quite good.
Do you check out sort of other pub landlords and sort of take any kind of like sort of muse advice from them?
Sometimes, yeah, but mostly what I do is sit in front of a word processor and try and write jokes. It's not quite as nutter on the bus as you think writing stand-up.
And who's your sort of major character, the pub landlord, based on, do you think?
He's not based on anybody. He never was. He came about by accident, and he's sort of, in a way, in a peculiar way, kind of in the last two or three years since it's become like a well-known thing in the mainstream, what's been interesting is dealing with people's expectations of him. So at the moment, I'm trying to not base him on what people think he is. I'm trying to like reinvent it a little. There is a central idea that I just go on and bash the French, and I've never really actually done that. There's been a little bit of it in every show, but that's not been actually the point of it at all. So it's been quite interesting to have to deal with that particular perception of it.
Have you got an Al Murray impression for us?
Where would we be if we had rules? France! Where would we be if we had too many rules? Germany! Where would we be if we had rules in making us fight livestock? Spain!
It is sort of about, you know, the best of British in a way.
Well, it's also, yeah, but it's about being as stupid as possible and silly and explaining things with that sort of drinker's logic. You know, when people go, oh, you hate the French, it's more than that. His opinions are all daft. It's not just the xenophobia or that gentlemanly thing about women where he thinks women shouldn't be allowed to do anything, but he also thinks they're better than men. So it is that, you know, it's not just straight up misogyny. It's that he worships women, so can't deal with them and is frightened of them. So it's all those things, which I think are more interesting than just saying, oh, he's sexist.
Pint for the fella, glass of white wine, fruit-based drink for the lady.
If you hadn't become a comedian, do you think that you might have gone down the kind of the more of the musician's route?
Well, I did kind of dream of being a musician, but I was never really good enough, and in all honesty, I really love music, and I think if I'd pursued it as a career, I'd despise it now. I think I'd just loathe it, and there'd be no pleasure in it. So I think I had a lucky escape. A, I would have failed, and B, I'd have ended up hating the thing. So it's quite good to have saved myself the bother.
But you've got to have the kind of the perks of it, really, because you've got to hang out with like Brian May and play air guitar on your own show.
Which is all a huge sort of joke, really, and how that's happened is a labyrinthine in explaining. It's just weird. When we first got Queen on the show, actually having them there and performing this stuff, it was like, how in the name of God has this happened? You know, it was all a joke. The whole thing, the pub landlord being obsessed with Queen, was a joke that then turned into like a kind of a weird concrete reality. And there I am hanging out with them. I do like Queen, but I also like other things. The Pub Landlord, he's a one-eyed music fan. He only likes one thing, because that's what you like when you're 14. You know, you have one band you like, because he's sort of a bit adolescent, really, the Pub Landlord. He's an undeveloped person. And I used to work with a guy who was obsessed with one band, and three sentences of any conversation with him, he'd have turned it round to Duran Duran. And that's hilarious. But we couldn't do that on the telly, because no one really likes Duran Duran, not with anyone with any sense. Because everyone loves Queen.
That's true, but you have actually lived the dream, and you've gone on to do We Will Rock You.
Yeah, yes, I know. The whole thing's so bizarre. I mean, it's funny, because it was always tongue-in-cheek, and yet it's become kind of real. And that's very, very weird.
I was never confused.
Kind of started out sort of in Brighton to a certain extent. You did one of your first ever gigs here. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Comedia, I mean, what's funny about being back here now is I remember when the Comedia was over the other side of town and was much smaller, and there was a room in a bar and then the downstairs room, and doing some very, you know, my first couple of years of doing the character, doing some extended sets here and or there, and it being really brilliant. And it's always been a good place to come to do longer shows, I think, Brighton, as a stand-up, because the audiences are just that bit more receptive and a bit give you more rope to hang yourself with. It's always been somewhere that it's been worth coming and doing the stuff, you know, whatever we're into. And we did some of the big tour shows here last year as well. And, you know, it's a good town for comedy, I think.
Good evening. Quick word for the Comedia Comcast. How was that for you?
Absolutely fantastic. He's brilliant, and he reacted to me, so it was all good.
What happened?
I shouted out port scratching and saluted him, so it was pretty good.
Do you normally do that on a Wednesday?
Saluting a port scratching, no. But I can safely say it's a very good Wednesday night.
Are you a big Al Murray fan?
Yes. I've been to see him before, but this was much better and much cheaper.
So here backstage at the Comedia, just off from doing the usual compare gig, introducing Crater Comedy, which is basically your brainchild.
Hello, it's Stephen Grant. Oh, you know that bit, don't you? Hello.
This has basically been going from strength to strength this night.
11 years it's been going, and this is our Thursday night, which we're very proud of, because to be fair, when it started it was just a Sunday fortnightly, then it went weekly, then it included Saturdays, then it included Fridays, and that includes Thursday. So yeah, it's a very popular night, and I'm very proud of it.
And literally Thursday's only started like a couple of weeks ago, and it's already literally ramajammed out there.
Yeah, it's month. Did you say ramadammed out there?
Ramajammed.
Ramajammed, because ramadammed would be a little bit weird, wouldn't it? It's just kind of like, yeah, they're all enjoying themselves, but nobody's having a drink. it's really busy, and it's testament to the fact that people in Brighton really like their comedy, and we put on really good shows here, which I'm very proud of.
That's what we've been experiencing so far this month. We've had Al Murray already.
Yeah, no, Al Murray, I'll chat to it afterwards. Compete for the meet. I think the Comedia show was very useful for him, because he was giving away a frozen chicken, but in a heat of a large, busy venue like Comedia and the venue in Edinburgh that he'll be doing, that chicken will not be frozen by the end of the evening. And especially considering if you're a vegetarian and you win, you will be going home with a defrosted chicken, which probably would be your idea of torture.
It looked pretty unhealthy from where I was sitting. Did you get involved in that quiz night?
No, I didn't. No, I talked to Al afterwards, because that was his baby. It was good that, you know, and he really enjoyed coming down to Comedia, because, you know, Comedia's a great place to do and see those shows. And if you're a comedian, you want to develop it in front of a really positive audience, which you always get here.
Obviously Al likes coming here. He said people in Brighton give themselves enough rope to hang themselves, because audiences are quite up for it here. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, people here aren't embarrassed to be embarrassed, if that makes sense. They'll play along. They won't try and they'll try and get one over you every now and again, but they won't try and wreck it for you. They're there to enjoy themselves, and also they've got a good sense of humor here. I've heard some of the best sort of heckles and audience interactions here. When I say heckles, I don't mean people actually trying to ruin the show, but people just chipping in with little facts and stuff. And
like what? Give us a few facts.
Oh, crumbs. I don't know. Often put me on the spot here. I remember once, actually, I had got a bus driver in. And I said, you're a bus driver in Brighton? I said, yes. And I said, well, what is the worst route? Is it the number one, which is the famous bus that goes to Whitehawk, which is the roughest one of the roughest estates in Britain? And I said, yeah. And I said, all right, what's the worst thing you've had thrown through your window? Thinking he was going to say, I don't know, brick or something like that. And he said, snooker balls. And I said, really? He goes, yeah. It was a red, then a colour, then a red, then a colour, then a red. Very good. I mean, I actually had to give him a hug. It was that good.
And in terms of, you know, curating it, is that your sole job?
Oh, no. As well as actually hosting the nights, I'm also involved in getting the acts down here. So I work with a girl called Julia, who's very good and works very hard. And between us, we phone up all the acts, we phone up all their agents, and we ask them if they want to come down here. And then we try to put together a show that doesn't involve acts that hate each other. So they start punching each other in the dressing room.
Has that happened before?
Yes.
Really? Who?
Yeah, I'm not saying.
But when?
Well, at various points over the last 11 years, from abuse to throwing things to one of them being held in a headlock before running across the stage and locking themselves in the toilet. So, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, that is a bad booking decision on my part to put together people who clearly hate each other. Actually, the worst thing I did recently was put on Pat Bircher with Jason John Whitehead. If you get a chance to see these people, they are identical and they sound the same and they look the same. So, yeah, that's genuinely worth seeing. Yes, yeah, I made that mistake recently. But yeah, no, yeah, so I'm programming the night as well as hosting it.
Well, as you've just been hearing, Comedia Place hosts to the best touring comedians, as well as being home to the famous Creator Comedy Club and other resident shows. For more details, go to the website, that's www.comedia.co.uk/Brighton.